quickly, Peter, you say you won't go into pubs anymore. Why not?
Hi, Joe. Yes, well, indeed, it's because I suppose I'm being terrorised by sports television the entire time. I can't sit down with my friends and have a quiet pint anymore. I've been going to my local for 40 years, and quite honestly, it's become an endurance test.
And can you not have a little chat?
I've had to ask the waitress to turn down the telly.
Know the feeling.
She comes over and turns it on in a small snug where, in fact, we're sitting. And I say, look, we're here for conversation. Can you please turn that off? And she says, well, the boss wants me to turn it on. You know, it doesn't make sense.
So come on, Peter, you're ruining the art of television.
I was a researcher. Is conversation ruining the art of television? I mean, the fact of the matter is that it really is just... a lot of people will come back to pubs if there are a lot of pubs with no televisions. I mean, you've got the Long Hall, you've got the Stag's Head in Dublin City. They don't have televisions. They're full every night.
Okay. Mm. It's an interesting point. Is what you say, is conversation ruining the art of television?
Yeah.
Thanks, Peter. Cheers, Brennan, Joe. Quickly before the break, you're a public in the Uluru Bar in Waterford.
Yeah, the Uluru Bar in Waterford, Joe.
Where'd you get the name? Where'd you get the name from?
We would show a lot of sports in the bar, like, you know, race and everything, the whole lot of it. And I've just actually finished with RUK there now, getting them back online today for Aintree this afternoon.
Of course.
But, like, my point is that I'm involved in another bar in Aclean America. And basically, for the Six Nations this year, for us to show the Six Nations, we actually had to pay a company over in California, Premium Sports. And they cost us in the region of about $4,000. Now, Premium's argument then is that we actually charge the people in on the door to get back our money.
Yeah, but the Six Nations in Ireland is RTE, isn't it?
Yeah, but over there. But I'm just saying, if Sky are going to take over the GA as well, like over in the US, mine there as well for some of the GA matches, we don't show it in our bar over there. But the bar, we say another bar within striking distance of our place show it. So I go down there, but I'm charged $20 to go in and watch the GA matches.
That's in the States, and do you think that's coming here?
No. What I'm saying is that the GA are saying, I would say, that this is going to expand all the games to the people around the world. But they may have to pay for them to go into some of the bars out there for them to actually recuperate their costs and actually getting it on.
And how much does the Uluru Bar pay to Sky?
Annually, our bill is actually in around 14,500-15,000 per annum.
What's the Uluru Bar? Where did that name come from?
It's an Australian-based name. I lived in Australia for nearly 16 years, and I called it after Ayers Rock originally, out in the Red Centre. So it's a popular bar in Waterford and a lot of sports. Again, I just heard the other man speaking that television does kill it out of it, but we strictly just show sports on our TVs. If the sport's not on, the TVs are not on.
Oh, yeah, but the sport is 24-7 now. They're playing darts.
It is, yeah. We're one section we have a section where actually the racing is on every day, all day.
And what about the argument earlier on? Small pubs and rural towns who can't afford Sky, people are going to go to the big pubs.
Yes, I sympathise with the smaller pubs, what they actually have to pay for Sky. I've got a second bar and water and we pay dearly for it too, but we don't get the return on it. But if we don't have it, it's like, you know...
Which was Bridie's argument. If she doesn't have it, she's definitely a goner.